This is why gender divisions exist, and when I say gender division, I mean the only two genders, male and female.
Hmm. Here we go, CSI.
Cameron, no, what? The punching bag.
Fine.
Sierra punches the punching bag and not women. Very mindful, very demure.
Very gay.
She's a 10, but she's stronger than you.
Zero.
Damn, that's zero. That's embarrassing as hell. That's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing.
It's like dominant.
He's a 10. Muscle Mommy's on top. I love Muscle Mommy. He's going on YouTube.
He said she's a 10.
Yes.
His girlfriend's stronger than him.
Yeah, she beat him in arm wrestling.
Oh, shoot, bro.
Embarrassing.
If your girl beat you in an arm wrestle, you already know you're doing something wrong. Start working out, buddy.
Angel, call me Shota.
If there's 4 billion women on Earth, why isn't it clean yet? Just something to think about.
So a mother can abort her baby if she doesn't want the responsibility, but a father will go to prison if he doesn't want the responsibility. Interesting.
It's an evil world we live in.
Do you think that men should have a say in abortions?
No, because it's all the women's choice. At the end of the day, it's her body. She could do whatever the f*** she wants.
Ooh, period.
Why were you thinking they could have a choice?
I'm just asking. What do you mean? I'm just the host. I'm just asking.
At the end of the day, they don't have a choice from anything. They can't. Women rule the f*** world.
Right.
Period.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
If it's your body and your choice, it must also be your responsibility, right?
These guys are the real heroes. I used to float, now I troll women, down at Planned Parenthood, that's how I'm living.
You stupid.
What's this life for? To force women to give birth? For the church?
Well, you guys are all standing in front of here waiting for women to come up here who have already made their decision and get in their faces trying to pass out little baseball cards. If you really care about them, why don't you adopt the children they have? Why don't you adopt?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you cannot adopt a child that was aborted. Am I crazy that I think a separate body isn't your body?
Also, I'm voting for Kamala.
Really? So, and do you think that Kamala would manage the economy well?
Yeah.
Why hasn't she done it the last 3.5 years?
She's the vice president. Are we gonna act like the vice president is managing the economy?
Do you think Joe Biden's running the economy right now? How did Kamala Harris do with running the border? How many illegals have come in under her watch? Can you guess?
Look, I obviously don't know the number off the top of my head.
It's 10 million people. Why does she deserve to be a president when she can't even manage the border?
Why? Okay. So... yeah, I know.
What has she done that has given you confidence she'll do a good job as president?
I mean, she inherited a bad COVID economy and it's gotten better.
Stop the cap.
Prices are higher. People can't afford homes. 1.5 million people lost their jobs in the last year. 75% of Americans disapprove of the economy right now. What has this woman done to earn anybody's vote?
I mean, she, the vice president, or she was the vice president, he dropped out, and she was on the ticket. That's my best guess of why she is.
Does that give you confidence that this person should be president? What's the sales pitch outside of vibes and Brat Summer?
I mean, abortion's a big one. We're going to disagree on it, but I think it should be...
Okay, I think preventing World War III and making sure Americans can own homes and having a robust economy not being invaded is far more important than the ability to murder unborn children, but we'll agree to disagree.
In my opinion, if you want to have the right to vote, you need to at least have a brain. All they're saying is that we should vote for a woke woman because we are women, we are free.
Why is it when a father abandons his child, they call him a deadbeat dad, but when a woman aborts her child, they call it her choice?
They don't. That's the rhetoric that I would like to think, but no, if they get called s***s, they get called whores, they get called murderers, when in reality... you don't know what brought them to that decision.
I don't know a woman who has been happy about aborting a baby. I think it's mostly when they know that they will be a deadbeat they don't have money. It's like a they choose to not have it because they don't want to be the deadbeat.
Should we support a woman who aborts her child because she did what was best for herself?
Yes.
Why do we condemn men for abandoning their children because they did what was best for themselves?
Because at that point, they're abandoning a developed and birthed child versus abandoning or killing a fetus. It's not a human, it's a fetus.
So you see, if a man doesn't have money and he got a child on the way, he's gonna do everything for that child and he's gonna get the money to support him. On the contrary, a woke woman is gonna make any excuse to not take responsibility.
What do you have to say for the happy trans community?
You said that people need this stuff so they can live happier lives and potentially it'd be life-saving, you said even. Aside from your anecdotes of your friends who told you so, how do you know that?
Okay, so thinking back to when I was 16 in an anatomy class, when I learned that transgender people tend to have the brain structure that confirms their identity that they identify with. And you can look that up. That's
I will look that up.
Yeah, it's a fact.
I will
it's
look
fact.
It up and I will find it. Yeah. It's not a fact. It's not a fact.
Should we all pull up Google really quick and look?
So you're saying a trans man has the brain of a woman?
No. I'm saying that a trans man who identifies as a man will tend to have similar brain structure that a cis man would.
And where did you get that from?
Look it up. I'm telling you, I learned it from my anatomy class when I was 16. And I looked up the fact before I walked up here because I knew that you would ask.
Okay.
You knew that he would ask, but you didn't come with a single source. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. You gotta have a brain for the right to vote.
What hobby makes a guy undateable?
Video games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Video games?
Like, if they're super intensely video game guys, then no.
Like, that's all they do. Video games, probably. But everyone does that, so.
Not a fan.
If they're obsessed with video games, or if they're, like, always on their phone or something.
What quantifies super intense?
Does nothing else but video games.
Yeah.
That's
disgusting.
5 minutes. Just kidding. Maybe just hours a day.
Yeah, like 4 hours.
I'd want to see their screen time.
How much is too much?
More than 3 times a week.
To be fair, I kind of want to see their screen times. I mean, it's alright, a man shouldn't be a loser playing video games all day, but judging by their personalities, all they do is brain rot on Instagram Reels.
Last thing before we leave. I'm a fan of your videos. I was just wondering if you could spit in my mouth.
No, sorry. That is...
The piano video.
It doesn't hurt to ask, but sorry.
Thank you.
Yep.
So this man is completely down bad. To recover, he's probably gonna have to meditate and work out for the next 10 years at least. I want you to think about what you just did, Willie.
Did you ever cheat on me? If not, did you ever come close?
Definitely came close a few times.
Oh, what'd you do? I don't fucking care. You know that I cheated on you. So
no,
like,
no, I know. I nearly hooked up with people a few times.
Yeah, but like anyone I know.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's boring.
Yeah, sorry. I'm more of a do it where you can't be seen kind of person.
Yeah, I guess I was a bit more obvious with mine.
Yeah, even when you thought you weren't.
Both times I cheated on him, it was a threesome, and that was the first
which
threesome.
Which is like doubly defeated.
I know, which is like so bad, but that was when we first started dating, and then there was the threesome with the couple that we both knew, and that was a couple days before we'd broken up.
You seem pretty relaxed talking about sad. How does that make you feel,
man? I've had worse.
Oh, nah, bruh, she's not only talking about men hitting, she's talking about men hitting while you were in a relationship with her.
What was difficult about being with me?
You hadn't gone to therapy. I think you had a lot of issues that you hadn't dealt with. Those were taken out on me all the time.
Bruh.
For 3 whole years. And that was why it was incredibly difficult. As tumultuous as it was.
What?
I'm really happy and proud of the person that I am now, and I don't think I could have been that if we hadn't been together. You weren't the first bad relationship, but you were definitely the last, you know?
You were the first, like, serious relationship I ever had.
Yeah.
And it's actually stayed that way, so hopefully that means it's the last time I'm going to be in a relationship like that.
I guess.
What do you mean by that?
Yep, y'all already know where she belongs.
How many one-night stands are acceptable for a girl to have?
In a week, like...
A week is crazy. Like, when a month.
12 is a lot better than 52.
How many one-night stands are acceptable for a guy to have?
I mean, if he's going 7 for 7,
that's a perfect week, yeah.
You guys play hard to get, though, so like...
Maybe you just can't get pussy.
Yeah. You'd be like crazy if I showed you my
Okay.
If you want to see it.
This is why you don't get any, bro. How easy can you be with that 304? Especially when she's just clip farming you.
Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
You think you're catfish or not?
I don't think I'm a catfish. Well, you know, everyone has different opinions.
So. Mm-hmm. To random people and ask them whether you're catfish or not. Is that cool?
All right, yeah.
Say no more. All right, cool. So.
You know what? Let me fold my glasses.
Oh, violation.
No, no file. You're slightly catfish.
Damn.
But that don't mean you're ugly. But like, you're a catfish. Like, you look a bit different.
So, where does she look better? Here or in person?
She looks less in both.
But like, where does she look better?
In person.
She looks better in person?
In person.
Alive.
She might not even be a catfish. I'm not even gonna talk about why she have a spatula in her pants. But at least this guy ain't as simp like we seen in the last two clips. Anyways, if you support and appreciate what I do, I suggest you to like, subscribe, and comment down below for the algorithm. I appreciate the goodness of y'all, and I'ma see y'all on the next video.